up is that Menzaim, Shavuatov, they were holding on the last line above on the face. Toner Rabbanan im mechabdim, lo bidrachim, lo bikshareim, lo biyadayim zoamot. There's no issue of being mechabit someone who is greater when you're going along the road, so that you're going and he's going, and you're going to say, well, I can't possibly pass him even though he's going 40 miles an hour, because I mean, he's another gadol, I'm going to pass him up. There's no such halacha. Because it says, this is talking about where indeed that was the case, not that you started off together, or you started off traveling together, or so you're going to go in front of him, that's something else. But when you happen to meet along the road, there's no inyan of having everybody wait for another gadol to go. Furthermore, when you're going over a bridge, which in those days, of course, was why did you go first and try out the bridge? It wasn't exactly a way to be mechabi someone. Velobi adayim bezoamot, and not when it comes to mayim acharonim, where essentially telling him to go first is the equivalent of saying, look, you've got the dirty hands, why don't you wash first? So there, even though we said, of course, that we use mayim acharonim as a way to be misamin, who's going to be mevarech, but that's not an inyan of kavod. That is the sin. In other words, the first 100 people, and the first we said, the first 95 people, it doesn't matter how they wash. The last 4, it doesn't matter how they wash. The fifth before the end, right? He's the sin. Okay, so that's not an inyan of kavod, obviously, or else we'd be mechabit the greatest person on this. Rabin v'Abaye havikazledu urchei. Now, Rabin and Abaye were walking along a road in a fashion which, according to Tosfos, means that they didn't have to be mechabit. Kad mechamid Rabin v'Abaye. So Rabin's chamor passed up Abayas Chamor. Well, the Lomalai Meiz Omar, he didn't say, go, please, sir, go ahead. So Abayas says to himself, you know, this Rabin guy, he started going all the time to Eretz Yisrael and coming over and saying things about Rabbi Yochanan's name. It's become like a big thing. He became a big shot. All of a sudden, he passes me up on the road. So he just saw the Chayner up on the Mimar of a Gosley Daiten. From the time he's come back to Eretz Yisrael, he's like all the other Israelis. He's very arrogant. When they come to the entrance of the Beit HaKnesset, so all of a sudden, Robin says to Abayah, please, sir, you go ahead. Neomar. So Abayah says to him, oh, all of a sudden, I'm sir. Yad Hashtal Avmaran, until now, I'm not a sir. All of a sudden, now I'm a sir. When it's convenient to him, a sir. Well, Male, what do you mean? Och, Yomar. Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lechabdin, Al Bepetach, Shesh Bamim Mezuzah. That there's only a din of a kibbutz on a petach, not on a road, and so on. Well, what do you mean that has a mezuzah? You mean only the Yipa Mezuzah? The light bomb is Uzzah low, but where there's no mezuzah, and it goes to the Beit HaKnesset. The light is what's happening right now. The Beit HaMidrash, where there's no chiyuv of mezuzah, we only put a mezuzah when there's people that actually live there, like the Gabbai or whatever. So, Chinami, Dein Mechabdin, that's crazy. Not Mechabdin, even on the entrance to Shul. I mean, Petach HaRabui, the mezuzah, he said. A road, an open road, or a bokum, that's just like a gate, or if I was chutz, or whatever's not Shachta mezuzah, it's not choshev to be Mechabdin. Omer, if you'd have read the Shul, Bar Shilas, Mishmei the Rav, Eina Mesubim, Rishayim, Lechol Klum, until the one who's cutting the challah eats first, the others aren't allowed to eat. Safra heard him saying this, and he said, Yosef Safra, come on, no, it's not. It's lit'om. We're talking about not to be eitho, we're talking about to be to'im. Not that there's any nafkimina. But my nafkimina, only shechayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo. There's an inyan. The way that he was makabal halacha was to say lit'om klum. The Mesubim are not allowed to taste, and that's how it should be said over properly, because that's the way that it was said to him. Tana Rabbana, Shnayim Mamtinin is Elazebe Ka'ara, which Shlosha in Mamtinim. There are two people reading out these steps, like, you know, the Chinese common dish, you know, they have that. So if you have two people, if one person breaks to go to the bathroom, or he wants to go get a drink or whatever, it's impolite for the remaining individual to continue eating up the food while the other guy's on his break, you know, and come back, there's nothing left, so he waits till the other person returns. But if there's three people, one takes a break, two don't have to break for him. So if he knows what's smart, he'll arrange his affairs before he'll bring the fruit to the table. Habotseyahu poshet yadot tefillah. The one who did the honors on the bread is the one who is given the food first when it's passed around. Bimbalach lo kabod rabo, mishagodle menu, it should be yadot. If he wishes to be somebody else take first, that he's allowed to do. It's not a violation of their hearts for someone that's been mechubad, but it would be a violation to show that the meal is not related to betiyah. Rabba bar bar chana, habiyasik, the rebbe of Shmuel bar of Katina. Rabba bar of chana was going to have his son married off to the daughter of Shmuel bar of Katina. Normally, when they make a chasm, the chasm is mechubad to do the birkat amazon and so on. So he figured that before he makes a fool of himself, I better make sure that my boy knows the dinim of the Suda. So he cut him yesterday to come asking in the phrase, so he says, all right, listen, let me tell you the facts of life. Not allowed to cut the challah until everybody finishes saying amen. Until the completion of the amen, it's as if you're still being mevarech. Just like we said before, that until the bracha is completed, we don't do the betzias, and whether the bracha should be challah on the entire pot, so too, the bracha is extended until such time as the amen is completed. Rav Chisda says it's not quite like that, it's mipi rov ha'onim. Not that everybody has to finish saying amen. Most of the people that finish saying amen, that's sufficient. What does it have to do with how many people? I mean, the reason that you say if Rov haven't finished is because you're viewing the Amen as an extension of Rov. You're saying a capital Kalya Brok. So what's the difference if it's a minute? One person is still saying Amen. That means that the Brok hasn't completed. Why? What does this have to do with the din of Rov? An overly elongated Amen is wrong to say anyway. So I don't view that Amen as being an extension of bracha. Tosfos says that you lose the meaning of the word, because then the is separated from the amen, you know, or however you do it, but you're always separating it some way. So that when a word is overly lengthened, it ceases to have the meaning, and therefore there's no need to be marik in the bracha to Yantikach.
The echad of Shema Yisrael also?
The echad, remember, the way we do it is indeed a violation. As explained before, the dalet is supposed to be pronounced. We don't pronounce the dalet. There's no way for us to be marik on the echad without destroying it. People do cha, I mean, I don't know what that's supposed to be, cha. I mean, that's not a chesed, it's not a dalet. It's just a joke, I mean, it ruins the echad. But if you are marif, after you say the word, you continue being marif, it's fine. Assuming you know how to pronounce a dalet. In amim, lo amin chatufa, you're not allowed to say an amin chatufa. What does a chatufa mean? Some Rashi learns chatufa means with a chataf. So in other words, remember that to Rashi, the shva, Rashi always says chataf when you mean shva. In Rashi's days, the concept of a shvar, which is basically a word that's used all over the world in linguistics, it's a Hebrew term. Chataf is the Hebrew term, shvar is the linguistic term. So the chataf means you drop the and you say amen. A lot of people do that, amen. And there's no pronunciation of the, which Rashi always calls the komats, remember, a patach. So the amen, when Rashi used the word patach, he's referring to a komats adol. In any event, we have to say amen. If you say amen, amen. Only people say amen. Where's the R? There's no R. That's chatuf. Amen. Okay. So they don't say the pata. Some say chatuf. Others say chatuf is the pshat that it's said too early. Before the in other words, he grabs the amen before it's time.
Like in shul.
There's a guy there. Baruch ata amen. There's always the hope that that'll hurry things up. So after 20,000 brokers, the hope is still there.
Before I finished, I'm saying amen to my brother.
What
just stopped? I said,
what are
you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's very irritating. What you could do is you could stop and then finish the brother again. Keep doing that.
They'll get the message.
They'll get the
message.
You're the fighting type.
With
the ending of the
bracha,
people always chime in well before the bracha is finished.
That's not
amen.
They are. Amen? That's an amen, which either some learners the pshat that you waited too long after the bracha. It's after Tokhi Megibur. It's no longer chal on that bracha. Others learn it's very interesting that you're saying amen to a bracha that you didn't hear. So Rashi asks, he assumes that's the pshat, but he asks, of course, from the famous case of the show in Alexandria. I mean, over there you didn't hear the bracha, and they were waving the flags.
It's got to be something different when you're together with them at the same time.
No, as he says, the point over there is that you know at least the bracha that was said. You're saying amen to that bracha, but to say amen as if amen stands on its own, you know, it's ridiculous. Amen is an amen of something. So how can you say amen? Maybe the guy said, you should all drop dead. Amen! And the amen has no significance on its own. So it's like he's saying, "Lo yizrok bracha bipiv." You shouldn't say a brofun chap a bracha, as if it's a burden. Just have to get the bracha said is unfortunately very common. When I say Omer kol haoneh amen yitomeh yu banav yitomim, the guy's going to do that as amen, and we just do it to him. Chatufa yitchatfu yamav. We grab his days a little bit faster too, huh? Kitufa yit katfu yamav, cut some of his days off there. Kolamarich be'amei marichin lo yamav u'shnotav, but of course, as Tosa points out, that can't be a contradiction to what we said before with Kisva. It means to be marich, but not your term, you die, that you lose the sense of the word. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a siddur, comes along with Shimi Bar Chiya, and he's rushing deep. What do you think you're rushing for? You think that you're going to join us and we're going to have a mezumah? We're going to have a mezumah anyway. Because by the time you started eating, we already finished eating. So Shmuel said to him, now, wait a minute over here. I mean, let's just say, if they would bring out right now some delicious truffles or something, or one of Mika's mushroom concoctions, which happens to be my personal favorite. Or suppose for you, Abba, and my focus was longstanding, my focus was Tosfos and Rashi as to whether Abba was a shame of Hashibut and Rav was Rav's real name, or whether Abba was Rav's real name and Rav was the name of Hashibut, and that Shmuel was acting intimately here. Or they bring out Guzlaya for you, Abba. You know, you always like those Guzalot. I mean, those are Nishma. Suppose they bring them out. I mean, what do we eat right now? Did you hear that? So, if that's the case, we didn't finish eating. So in the Mela, it's possible to be mitzvah. Tamid the Rav, Havayat v'besu'udat. Our Rav Acha, so all of a sudden, in the middle of the suit of the Talmidim of Rav, we saw Talmidim of Rav always had this problem. It wasn't anybody especially choshev, you know, to make a bracha. So finally, Rav Acha walks in, and they say, here's the man. Ata Gaber Rav, the Mavarach, and this is somebody that's going to be able to give the dezimah. So he said to them, no way, Misa Brita de Gadol Mevarech, Ikashiv Suudah Mevarech. When it comes to a Suudah, pick a person who happens to be there at the end, just given the. It wasn't part of a whole Suudah at all time. You had guys that started eating together an hour ago, and you can pick somebody who walks in less than 10 minutes, give them a cover. But Lamaisa Veyokas are Gadol Mevarech. Alok is that even in such a case, the person who walks in later is the Gadol Afagav Yatala Besov. He is given the honors.
They had to eat together some.
Yeah, you have to eat together. Or at least be shy of eating.
Even though
yeah, we're still holding by eating. I mean, if the Baal HaBos would get a message, we'd be happy to
over it. Because he was a Godel again, right?
Yeah. Of course, obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a Godel if he came on time. Presidential prize. Our cards in mind. Now begins the Mishnah with the list of the various things that it's possible to be mitzarech someone to zima. So it says, even if the man eats demai, what do you mean? How can you be mitzarech for a person who eats demai? Alo chazila, the demai is not roy for him, so he ate something that was botzea berech. The Rambam learns. It means that he shouldn't make any bracha, not a bracha rishena, not a bracha achareina, not a zimun, nothing. Somebody can be mitzarech for a zimun, he's not chayiv in a bracha b'chlal. He ate iser. No, tomorrow, he would beat him up. So others on the right is very upset about Rambam. It's a complete misunderstanding of the circuit. It's just it's here for zimun. It's not that he's pata from bracha. If pata from bracha, he's done something wrong. That's not the understanding about Seah Berech. The Rambam said about Seah Berech is that it's a travesty. You make a bracha on having eaten something, I got a bracha told you not to. Thank you, O Lord, for us, for these pork chops. Okay. So answers the Gemara. No. The truth is that the mind is considered to be ultimately, yes, chazileh, ro'ui for him. Why? Because kimet hiboy mafkilu l'nichse, v'havi ani v'chazileh. Since, after all, poverty is always right around the corner. So Mamela, if he's mafkilu with everything that he owns, he would be able to eat right now. Somebody's caught, short, doesn't have what to eat. He has dinner with him. D'tzinan machilim et ha'aniyim d'mayim. So the aniyim don't have to take off the ma'aser from the mind. Because remember, mi'ikar adin, we send it on the rov. The rov on the arts are ma'aser. It's completely hetter to eat the mind. It's only a takon and drabonah to be more machmer than it's done, than the halacha would be mechayev. So what's in order to make people more sensitive to the akbar on that. And if he's an achanai, there's a machlokus we shown, which we spoke about in demai, that this refers. The achanai were members of the army that were being barracked in people's homes. They'd come to a town, they'd put people up. That was part of the service you had to get to the army. Machlokas, whether we're talking about goyim, and the point over here is that even though you're saving money by paying off your debt, so to speak, with unmeister things, that you're using the goyim's money to pay off your debt for having to put up these soldiers. And that's the chiddush. We weren't doing that. That's not a problem. Or whether it means the Jewish soldiers that you're putting up, they gave it in a manim. You're allowed to be machil them. I should hope so. Well, obviously, if you already took off the truma, so what's the problem? Shita. Of course it's kosher. No. Point over here is note. Maaser rishon shenitla trumato means only the trumat maaser. You didn't take off truma gedola. You're a lady. So it turns out over here, you got this food before it was chayav in truma. You went down to the field, going out and showing up, yet you took it before it was even piled up in grain. Before it's a decree, that's called the decree, idgun, decree. Doesn't have a shame of dogon. So there's no chayav of reshit begancha. Now you take it, you complete it. Now you've got meiser. Do you have to take off truma from this meiser? You certainly have to take off truma's meiser, which is a tenth of a tenth. But how about the extra part you should have taken off before you ever got the meiser? Which over here you managed to sneak in there before the Kohen ever got to that point. That's what it's talking about. If you took off Maaser Min HaMaaser and not Truma Gedola, it's perfectly kosher. In a case where he demo b'shibolim, the Levi went down and got it while it was still on the stalk, picked, but not yet processed.
And
as long as it wasn't Idgan, it's Shibolim. That's what it's literally on the stalk, just the grains of Shibolim, or whatever, any stage before it. Idgan. So he takes off Trumat Maaser, and he never takes off Trumat Gedola. And that was the case in the Mishnah. And that's based on the drash of Rabbi Abu. The Omer Rabbi Abu, Omer Esh Lakish, Maaser Rishon. She Gdimo b'Shibolim, indeed becomes part of Trumat Gedola. And it's based on a pasuk. Shneimar, V'harimotam mimenu Trumat Hashem, Maaser Min HaMaaser. What do you mean Trumat Hashem, Maaser Min HaMaaser? But first of all, so what are you telling me, Trumat Hashem? You say, what are you telling me, Maaser Min HaMaaser? Hello, the Pshat is, I'm telling you that the Trumat Hashem consists of Maaser Min HaMaaser. I'm saying to you, Maaser Min HaMaaser, Amarti Lecha, as the Trumat Hashem. The Lord Trumat Gedolah plus Trumat Maaser Min HaMaaser as the Trumat Hashem. So therefore, if you're taking off Trumat Maaser, there's no keep of Trumat Gedolah. I'm the Pablo Bais, if that's the case, maybe it's just saying that's the thing. You never have to take off Trumat Gedolah on your Maaser. If it happens to be that the Yisrael never took off Trumat Gedolah, why do you say it has to be that he went down and took off the Shibboleth? They're saying, the lady only has to take off Maaser Min HaMaaser, and that includes Trumat. How do you know that it makes an afkamina whether he went down earlier or later? Amar Le, Alecha, Amar Kra. Ah, the Torah already figured out a guy like you would come along. And that's why we have another pasuk that says, Mikol Maaserotechem, Tarimu et Kol Trumat Hashem. Ah, what is it from all of your might? You think of all of the Trumat. It's about Kol Trumat Hashem. The Kol Trumat Hashem is coming to tell me, even Trumat Gedolah?
Wait, what is it?
Yeah. Why does that say Kol Trumat Hashem? Of course Kol Trumat Hashem. That's the pshat. That there's no such thing as a partial truma. So now how do you know
who's
which one?
Who's supposed to speak to? The
lady? The lady. Mara ita. So how do you know how to apply it? Ha'idgun ha'idgun. The case where there was already a chiyav of dagon, it becomes now the rishus of the kohen. Once it's the rishus of the kohen, the Torah's not saying that the lady doesn't have to worry about what he took from the kohen. For while it was in the rishus of the Yisrael, there was never an interim where the kohen was the one that was supposed to get it because it was pre-idgun. So in that case, it would be subsumed within the Maaser Min HaMaaser.
And never would have to pay Truma. That's it.
Never would have to pay Truma.
So the Baal Bais, who Levi came early, now does not take Truma at all.
No, on his chelik. What do you mean? Of course on his chelik. This is the Levi's chelik. The Levi can't take off Truma for him. Okay, there's a lot of discussion to be shown what the Havamir is. What do you mean, Mara'ita? I mean, what we thought is the other way around. So Mara'ita, how do you know to apply to the case of Shibali? Maybe it should be the case of Itka. I mean, what's the Havamir in the case of Itka? How can anybody thought it's the other way around? Obviously, the earlier, the more reasonable it is to do this, no? I'm not going to end this far, Vidgan. There's some discussion to me that Tosfos HaRosh says maybe the issue is I would have thought that it's his fault. In the case where he came earlier, he should have realized, because he didn't have a chance yet, maybe over there he shouldn't have tried to take it off. But Shenkin over here, somebody gave it to him, and he didn't mean to take it from a Kohen. Well, okay, there's numerous approaches, but in any event, the pshat is clear. The Mishnah is talking about a case where, and it's coming good for the Tolos the Skiddush, that even though he only took off Truma Maaser, not Truma Gedolah, he's mitzvah. But it's a shame you behave to Shinifto, I should also pshita, I mean, was Nifto, it's kosher food? How do you know which one to apply it to?
Yes, I mean, it seems like it's a lotion like Maaser, it's just we have a steer.
No,
Maraita
doesn't mean I, we have a steer.
We seem to have a steer from...
That we understood that there's two cases. Maraita, to apply the two cases in this direction. It's a given, it's talking about two cases. How do you know which two cases should apply? So that makes sense, because I again, I vote. That's the Sharon's cash. I mean, why would you think otherwise? This question of Maraita, you only ask when there's a reason to say it in either direction. Okay, Maaser v'sheni v'hekdesh, we're padui. It is okay to be mitzarefim. Of course it's okay to be mitzarefim. Why not? Pshita. Now, how can I ask you? Kegon shenatana takeren v'lanatana takonesh. Talking about it was the owner. Now, the owner is mechuyev when he's the one who's brought. He has to add an additional 25%, which is one-fifth of the total. And yet he didn't. So the mission's coming to tell me, okay, even though he didn't yet, the kamashu name, chomish ma'akev. Chomish is a separate payment, but it's not ma'akev for kegon. Hashamash achal kezayv. Well, obviously, if he ate a kezayv, it's not there for anybody else. No, because ma'adetem hashamash lo kavak. I might have thought, look, a shamash, I mean, he sits down for a minute, he eats something, he's got to jump up again, he's got to bring something else to the table. He's not part of the suuda. Even if he ate a kezayv, kamash lo kavak, okay, this is his normal way of eating. So I'm a male, this becomes his kiyum suuda. The hakuti. Mizamnina la. Furthermore, hakuti is a member of the people that were brought in by Sancherib after the Girish of the Atzeres HaShvatim. So there's all machlokas, Gemara, what their status is. Here we're going according to Man Yoma, and also before we made a takana that they should have a din of nochri. But we're going according to Man Yoma, also they're kosher.
Samaritans.
So Aman, why are we mizamin on akuti? Lo yeyela amaretz. Forget about whether he's Jewish. He's not even there. The point is, he's a kuti. I mean, generally speaking, he doesn't even keep the halachas. It's just like an amaretz. And the halach is ein mizamin on amaretz. You don't include an amaretz in zimun. Lemaisa, we don't.
We don't hold by that.
There's two reasons we don't hold to that. There's Tosfos points out over here. The Gemara and the Chagiga, that's the whole discussion of Chaveiros and Amoretz, comes out that you have to be very careful about making these type of social distinctions, because in the end, they'll go build their own base. I mean, they should start their own religion and say, okay, now we're the Chaveiros, you're the Amoretz. I mean, so in the middle, it's not a very, very good idea.
In there, done that.
You know, there's another approach that Tosfos has not here, but Tosfos has in Chagiga, which is at a time when people were Tamir Chachomim, we can make a Avdol between a Tavachor and Amoretz, but what are we going to call ourselves Tamir Chachomim as well as a Samamela?
This is for all of them.
So then Amoretz is certainly not Potter from Zimun. They're supposed to be Mizamim with one another. In any event, these halachas are not really nagiyah. This man has the dinim of amaretz versus chavrus. So, but lemaisa at the time of the Gemara, so it was only an amaretz. That's talking about a kusi chavrus. It's a by what he means. Who says amaretz? It's because a kusi means he's an amaretz. He's a chavrus. The question is yichus. His name is a kusi, and so on. That's not a problem.
Wrong. That could be a chavrus.
When? Went to yeshiva, graduated,
married the rabbi's daughter.
Exactly. So, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. What married? What? Who? What? I know what's going on. You guys are getting off of it. I mean, there's some people who can't even speak Swedish who married because of Mordor. Okay. Robert says, what's the problem? Let's say Zekuti Amoretz. But over here, he's an Amoretz. You know what kind of Amoretz he is? He's the kind of Amoretz I like the Rabbonim. And Rabbi Meir argues on the Rabbonim. That's the kind of Amoretz we're talking about. The Tanya Ezu Amoretz, go chain off a Chulam B'Taira, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds he's an Amoretz if he doesn't mean Chulam B'Taira. No. So the Chachomim say, go chain off Maaser Perotav Karokui. What's the din of an Amoretz? Somebody doesn't take off Maaser. But Kutim, they're more religious than you are, as we know. Ani Kutoi is three Maaseri. To the Kozniak we see all over, the B'mai Dechsib Yerai B'Mizra, is there anything that it says in the Torah, that they're mocked on. The Yom HaMar Kol Mitzvah Shem Zikub HaKutim Arbein Medakikim Bar Yoter Mi'Yisrael. These guys who do things their own way, it's all very easy. As long as you're doing it your own way, it's the easiest thing in the world to be religious. So B'mela, when they have a Chiyad, no, they'll be more mocked on it than you'll be mocked on it. So therefore, you can trust them. So they're not called. When he asked me, Stamakuti is Amoretz, not Amoretz. Amoretz means, by definition, someone who doesn't take off from his amazers. He's certainly not that kind of Amoretz. Turn around about an Ezel Amoretz. What indeed is meant by the term Amoretz, technically speaking, because I'll refer to Amoretz. We see these two shitas. We have Rabbi Meir, we have the Chachomim, there's a lot of other shitas. Koshe no korek v'achmar v'fishacharit. Rabbi Rebeliez. A guy who is so distant from the fundamental chiyuvim and awareness of being a Jew, he doesn't take reaction. Rabbi Yeshua amar koshe no miniyach tefillin. Benazir amar koshe no tzitzit b'bigdo. Meaning he's wearing arbak and foot in the sense of sitting in. Not that he's not wearing a talit katan. Rabbi Natan amar koshe in mezuzal pitcho. Rabbi Natan bar Yosef amar koshe yesh lo banim ve'ino megadlan v'talmud Torah. He has children. He doesn't give them an education. Acher amar, what? That's such vital things. Afilu kara. V'shana, the guy's a boki. He knows Tanakh bal peh. He knows all the Mishnayos bal peh. If he was never Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim, he doesn't know how to think. Therefore, he's considered to be an Amoretz.
Is this a Meir or is this a Shemin Aboyah?
Tosfos often points out that if Rabbi Meir often appears that they're together with the Acherim, so I can't be this Acherim is Rabbi Meir, but so not every Acherim is Rabbi Meir. Omer Abuna Alokak Acherim. Rami Bar Choma indeed would not allow Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa to be a member of his Mezumin, he also was Namoritz. Even though Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa was a Borki in Sifra, in Sifri, in Ilkasa, and when Rami Bar Choma died, Rabbi said that's why he died. Lo Nok Nashi, the Rami Bar Choma, lo Azmin, Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa. That's the reason he died. The way he treated Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa as an Amoritz. What do you mean? It's a brisa. Tanya Chayim. I mean, Afilu Karabashan Avaloshi Meish Tamidah Domidecha Meres Amoritz. Understand? You're going to blame Rami Bar Choma for following the psak of the brisa? No, he didn't know the facts. The truth was, Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa. Maybe he didn't go to Shir, but it was Mishmalu the Rabbana. He used to be Mishamish the Talmidim. He would hang around them when they were learning. When therefore, when he said over Yochasa, he knew that he knew it correctly because he would hear the way that they ended up explaining. It was Rami Bar Choma who didn't take the trouble to be Dak Akharav, to find out what is my Sifri. No, he never showed up to Shir, so he figured, I am an Amoritz. Sits around reading all day long, Sifra, Sifri, all kinds of stuff like that, and the guy's wasting his time. So the Meili thought that he wasn't right for a Zimun. Lishna Akrina, he was Shana Shemaitzitza, Mipumayad Rabbanan, the guy is Luhu, Kitzurim Rabbanadam. Somebody who hears the Sugis from a Talmud Chacham and says it over the way that he's taught, includes so much of the thinking elements in it. It's not the same as Tom saying over Halacha, Tzur Mishnayis, and so on. Because he's getting it from Tamir HaKarmi. He has a dinner, but Tzur Mimir HaKarmi.
What does Lishna Karina say?
I just said Lishna Karina. No, this is a different thing. It's not the Mishma of the Rabbana, which is Shimush. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the way that he learned was from Rabbana.
But still saying he wasn't Dak after? He should have done.
No, yeah, this is, it's nothing with the Lodaka Basra. That either way, he was low back. He assumed he was an Amoritz, and therefore he was punished. Then the Mishnah starts the list of things that you cannot be Mitzara for person on because he's not Chazimah. So there it says, Orchal Teva, Lomais, and Hapi, and Teva, Pshit. No. The Chiddush over here is that even though it's only Teva Durabonim, for instance, Heki Dami, Beatzit Sheino Nakuv, you grew it inside of a hydroponics thing. Because it's only Chayab, maybe it's not Chayab, all the hydroponics. But over here, you grew it in Atzit Sheino Nakuv, that it's in dirt, but it's not Makuv into the ground. So over there, it's Chayim and Rabbanan. He didn't take Rabbanan and Rabbanan. But Lamais is not like Demai, whereas it's theoretical, that it's Chazile. Zemela, he can't bet. Maaser Rishon, I mean, if he didn't take off Truma, Gedela, how, I mean, then it's Teva. So Pshita, if he ate such a thing, how could the Levi be Mitzuraf now to the Mizimut? Ah, the case over here is indeed this Levi, he figured Rapopo was right. He heard the drasha that the maaser min ha-maaser amar tikra v'lo truma gedola. I said, okay, I got it. Before they took off truma gedola. Okay, so I got a little bit later, I got it in the kri, I took off my maaser min ha-maaser. Don't have to take off truma gedola. So ma the day min ha-gamalo and Rav Papa la-abaya, we might think that indeed Rav Papa's statement to Abaya was true. Once the Torah was matir it, so what's the difference whether it's b'shibo leib or whether it's b'kri, it's all the same. But mashma g'nishami, like therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, don't get away with anything. If Lamaisa, it was already Yidgan, there's no way to avoid taking off both Trumas, Truma Gedaila and Trumat Maser. Then it says, Maser Sheni, that you weren't paid. Obviously, it's an Isser Gomer to eat it outside Yerushalayim, but what's the Hava meaning? It could be Mitzurav. Shita, Tatsricha Sheni, Vdu Vishalonia to Kilchatan. You were paid it, but you weren't paid it properly. So Maser Sheni, for instance, instead of using a Bezek card, he uses Natsimon. So she don't ship padalaka be asimon. Use an asimon, asimons don't work anymore. So in the mela, it's not called a pigeon.
Bezikar wouldn't work out, right?
Bezikar wouldn't work either. The problem with asimon is that it doesn't have a tsura of kesef. It's sarta kesef yadecha. Kesef sheishal of tsura. Whereas an asimon doesn't have a tsura.
Blanco.
Yeah, just a blank. The case of Hegdesh, Hegdesh you were Machalel Agabi Karka. So you're paying full value. The problem is that there's no exchange. And the Torah says specifically that it has to be V'natan HaKesef, V'kamlo. Not that there's such a pasuk, but close to it. It says V'yasef Hamishito Kesef Olav, then V'kamlo, Kesef Erkech Olav, V'kamlo. The Torah says, the Gemara, remember that, not here, but it's a few places where the Torah says, love insurance, but the Gemara specifically doesn't say Sukkim properly. Anyway, this gives you a brief recap of the pasuk. It starts from Al-Pet.
The Kamlo is the...
Kamlo.
That's
is the, no, it's Natan, the Kamlo. It's what we're saying over here. But the... okay, so we're darshaning it as a similar sense of a Natan. Hashamash achal pachot mikizayit. Obviously, if he didn't eat, he didn't eat. That's, you're right, that's just there to keep the Mishnah parallel. It's in the Resha. That Hashamash achal kizayit, so it says in the Sefer already, Hashamash achal pachot mikizayit. V'anochri, ein mizanin lov, obviously. Ah, not so obvious. We're talking about a ger, he already went through 5 years of tzaras from the Rabbanut. He already was, he got his mila, he got his license, the whole business, he just didn't get a chance to go to Mikriya. HaFal Pi Kein, you can't be mitzar from the Zima. Yom Rebbe Zerim Yochanan, Lo Olam Eino Ger, Achi Yimo V'Yitvo, V'Kamer Lo Tov Am Nachriyu. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. But even though he did all his Gerim, he wasn't Tevo, he can't be mitzar. Noshim Avari Mektani Nein Mizan Yim Aleyen, Om Rebbe Yosik, Katana Mutal Bar Yisam Mizan Yim Alam. You have a baby in his crib, you include that baby in the Zima. What? The Mishnah says the fairies, that's what I'm telling him is animal. Now he follows the sheet of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Tom Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Afa Pisha Amru, Katana Mutaba, Arisayim is Amnim Alav, Avalosim Ato Snif La Asara. He's talking about in terms of there being nine people. You need to have a little extra. You can include the baby to be ten.
Yom Rabbi Yishuv. Give him a
Tanakh. Yom Rabbi Yishuv, not a Tanakh actually. It has to be a Chumash in a Gilayon. So it doesn't work for us. You don't have to give him a Tanakh. Yom Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Tisha, the Evan Mitzharva. If you have nine people plus an eved, you can be mitzarif that for brikat hamazon. Beitzim meisiv Rav Eliezer nichnas to beit haknesset. There wasn't a minyan, so he was meshaker his eved and turned him into a Jew, and that was a kosher minyan. Ishlimu la'asara mashma that he had to free his eved in order. I mean, according to this, he should have just been able to use the eved as a snip. You had nine plus an eved; he should have been able to say kedusha anyway. So, the truth is there were only eight in that minyan, so he had two avodim. So you can't add two avodim as a sniff, but what you could do is you could be mishachar one, and he got nine. Once he got nine, you could use the tenth one as a sniff. So over there, it's a trade stricha, shichr chad, v'nafik v'chad. Wait a minute. Hey, Chavid, okay, how are you allowed to free your eved? Yom Rabbi Yudah, kol mishachar avdo, verbasei. You're over on an yisur, it says, lo'olam v'eb ta'avodim. No, it's different with Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, shiny. What do you mean? It's what kind of Dvar Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah bo'ba v'eira? I mean, why is this mitzvah important to be doich with at the Rabbanan to have ten people? I mean, I understand what the big deal is. Well, it's a mitzvah to Rabbim, let's say Kedusha, you know, I mean, it's already a big mitzvah. There's a lot of discussion about this, Lamaisa, what it is. People take it wrongly, according to Moshitas. The Chassam Sefer has a whole shtickle on it, which he explains that the Indian of not being Meshachar and Eved means as an act of chen. It's included, so lo techa nein. You're not allowed to stam do a teva for an act. So if there's a reason, so he's waiting for a reason. He wants to make the guy free. Give me a good reason. Go ahead, I dare you. Give me a good reason. But what's a good reason? So it's already no answer. I'm not being mishach you stam. I need you. That's a valid exchange. So the Gemara said, what was the Gemara's kasha? Then it's a mitzvah above that era. According to that, so, and even for one should be, because you have to first determine that it's a valid exchange. Why is this exchange, why is that mitzvah worth more than that mitzvah? But if I can give you a reason why it's worth more, it's a mitzvah to Rabbim. Oh, okay, now you gave me a reason. So it's a mitzvah to Rabbim, so now I'm not going to be over on the Yisra being
Meshachar. Isn't this a mitzvah? Is this a mitzvah to Rabbim?
What? We have no other.
No, but I'm saying an entire mitzvah is...
It's also to be it's an
Israel.
It's part of the Dinah of Abadi. It's all included on it's separate the Minyan Mitzvahs, but it's all included in the Dinah of Abadi. All the Dinah of Abadi is included in that.
How can a Kanani be mashed in my Minyan?
Any Eved is by definition Jewish.
Eved
Kanani is Jewish by definition. You're not allowed to keep an Eved unless he wants to be an Eved.
But
he's in all the Yoshua Mitzvah. No, he's five in all the Mitzvahs like a woman is with the Yavis, right? You know that.
But then when you let it go,
then he becomes complete Ben Chorin.
A Jewish Ben Chorin?
A Jewish Ben Chorin, of course. He's a Jew. We're called Duffer. The only right you have to take him about him is you ask his consent at the mikvah. Do you want to be an Eved of Yisrael and be a member of Avdei Yisrael like Sharon? If he says no, you can't make him an Eved. So originally you have to be Mekabel Mitzvah.
That's even if you
can't
be
Mekabel.
That's how he becomes an Eved. If you cannot be Tovel him with his own acceptance of mitzvahs at the time of Tehillah, he is not an Eved.
What is he then? I mean,
you have to let him go, assuming that he keeps Shemim Mitzvahs in there. That's part of the war agreement, part of the surrender. But you can't keep as an Eved Yisrael somebody who's not interested in keeping mitzvahs. It's a big madriga. Omen chatufa. Omer at Yeshua ben Levi. לעולם ישכים אדם לבית הכנסת אף על פי שדף יומי ואיכו כדי שיזכה וימנה עם עשרה הראשונים. זה שקם early dominion. So he should be one of the first ten. שאפילו מאה באים אחריו, he's מקבל all of their schar. What? He's מקבל all those poor guys? They got up and they're not getting the schar. He's getting the schar. שכר כולם צחקת, היית? אלא אם הנות, אם לא זכר כנגד כולם, he gets schar. The equivalent of all the ones that come afterwards. עומר אבונה, תשעה וארון מצטרפים. If you have nine people and an Aron Kadesh, that's a good minion. On my way, Reb Nachman, I understand Aaron is a guy. Who's Aaron over here? Are we including him? Are we going to include Aaron in the minion? Well, Omer of Huna, the point is that Tisha, that are near him, Kassarim, it's starving. We're all learning this is what Reb Nachman meant. This is what Reb Nachman meant in the first place. Not misunderstood. In other words, if you have nine people, they're in a Beit HaKnesset, they look like ten people. That's a zero. Some learn that means when they're all together in one place, then you can't make out exactly how many people are there. Others say, no, on the contrary, if they spread out all over the Beit HaKnesset, it gives an impression of being a lot of people there. So then it's the equivalent of a minyan. And Reb Ami also said that if you have two people, you could take Shabbos Malkata and you have a mezunah with Shabbos. Now the question is, can you get Shabbos to say Nevarech Shalcham and Mishalom? Then it works much better. The Shabbos Gabriel, that's sense, and now Shabbos is a friend. And Amar Reb Ami, what it really meant was, since, again, some learned this, the Pshat, that what Rami said, look, well, since on Shabbos, people generally come together and they talk and learning and so on. So if you have two Talmid Chachomim who stimulate each other in Divrei Halacha, that's the equivalent of three people. Because you have an emergent third personality who comes from between them. And he's the guy that knows everything. These two guys don't know anything. So in the middle, you've got three people there. Machmir Reb Chista. Reb Chista was really like that. He pointed to Reb Chista, Reb Sheshes, and me. See, that's like me and Reb Sheshes. Two of us are equal to three. And Reb Sheshes at the same time pointed to Reb Chista. That's me and him. That's like me and Reb Chista. On Reb Yochanan, Katan Poreach Mezam Nimalav. A child who is Poreach. Poreach means that as his pubic hairs are starting to come in. Is that those two slurs? So Pircha, there's a shiur for puberty, as we have. All dinim of hairs, the nazir and so on and so forth, is we have to have a hair that is long enough to be kofet back to its root. It has to be, you have to be able to grab it with a tweezer and twist it back to its root. Over here, you have a child. A year, Rashi learns that the child is like this. That, what I just told you now is Tosfos, which ties in better with the sugya and so on. Tosfos learns he's in his 13th year. He still hasn't really reached puberty either. Though he said before, in the 13th year, before 13 years old, that he's hasn't been of puberty. But over here, he really hasn't presented pubic hairs yet, and therefore he's not be'emes and gadol. We can be mezamen on it. Rashi learns the pshat is over here that he actually is poreach. He has real sarot, he has shtei sarot, but he's not bar mitzvah yet. Atanya amiyachi kotim shevishtei sarot mizamnim alav. Vishaloi vishtei sarot ein mizamnim alav. Vein medaktikim bekotim. And we don't care all that much. What do you mean? Agufa kashma, you make such a big fuss about it that you have to know that he reached puberty. Evishtei sarot ein loevi lo. Then you say ein medaktikim. What is ein medaktikim supposed to mean? Ein medaktikim. That's a pretty big diyuk. No, that's la tuye katan poreya. The point over here, again, according to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult to see. Rashi learns that imadaki means we don't look for his birth certificate to make sure that he's 13 years old. He reached puberty already, what do we care? And we'll accept him. Tosis makes more sense. We're saying imadaki came along. We don't sit there measuring his pubic hairs. I mean, there's limits to grossness. We'll accept now that he's considered to be a godel. Okay, that's Tosis shot. The truth is, none of this is Nagei Allah. We don't accept any of these little kulas. And as stated, that's the Tosfos learns this means, in addition to the other limitations, reaching puberty and so on. And he knows, so then you can be mezamin on him. When Tosfos, it's difficult to understand the next piece.
No.
He understands the concept.
Oh,
so that's a problem because, I mean, it's difficult to believe a child reaches puberty without knowing who he was on him about. As a matter of fact, the next piece is very, I mean, they use it as a riot against him. Now, Baya Barabba, here were kids. They're sitting in front of Rabba, who was raising him. Right? So Rabba says to tell me, children, Lamima Varchim, who are we saying a bracha to? They say to God, Rachmana. Yeah, I know that's a concept, says Rabba, but where does God live exactly? So Rachmana, where is this God? So Rabba points to the ceiling. Abaya goes outside and points to the sky. Abaya nothing lebrach leklap ishmai. So Rabba was very taken by these little sweet kids. I mean, I assume that they weren't more than 3 years old or so. He's very taken by this chokma. Unless, you know, they didn't have Uncle Moshe and, you know, where is Hashem, or what is Hashem, and all of that in those days. Maybe he had to be 13 by the time he found out. But in any event, so he told them, you know, both of your children are going to grow up to be big rabbis, no shaila. That's what people say. You can always tell a pumpkin from the sap of the original bud.